Today's retreat is Four Foundations of Mindfulness, Satipatthana Sutta. 今天的禅修营呢，是要学习四念处。Satipatthana Sutta, Four Foundations of Mindfulness, or another word, the four places to establish mindfulness.四念处的意思呢，就是说四个地方可以让你培育正念的啊。What are the four？ 啊 ，Number one, body, kaya, nupasana, satipatthana. Number two, feelings.Vedana Nupasana Satipatthana. Number three, mind, mental state. Citta Nupasana Satipatthana. Number four, Dhamma Nupasana Satipatthana. Dhamma state, or any mental state. So these are the four places, or four foundations, or four objectsThat helps you to establish mindfulness. 好，四念处的四个目标是什么呢？第一个是我们的身体，第二个呢，我们的受感受，第三个呢是我们的心，第四个呢是法。所以身受心法四个处。处就是地方嘛，四个地方可以让我们培育正念的。Okay. Then, what is mindfulness? Now I'm going to explain the meaning of mindfulness because we are going to cultivate or develop or establish our mindfulness. So we must understand what is mindfulness.Mindfulness comes face to face with the object of focus and does not forget. So mindfulness is not forgetful. Mindfulness is free from judgment, bias, prejudice, and preference. Instead, keeping the mind centered.Mindfulness simply observes, recognizes, allows, and accepts phenomena arising in the present moment for what they are, without adding anything new. So,正念是什么意思呢？好，我们今天来这个禅修营就是要培育正念。那我们一定要明白什么是正念。好，如果我们都不明白什么是正念的话，那我们怎么培育正念呢？所以这种理论上的认识呢是很重要的。正念呢就是面对目标。目标是什么呢？身、受、心、法。所以正念是面对目标面对身受心法，然后呢不会忘失身受心法这四个目标然后呢正念是没有任何的偏见当心中的受升起的时候，你的觉知你的正念是没有任何的偏见的，也没有任何的这种喜爱偏好喜爱，也没有任何的成见那这同时呢，你呢允许你的 mind 允许你的心呢保持中立的状态，中立的这种中立呢就允许就可以让这个正念呢纯粹呢只是觉知，然后呢认知允许跟接受 当下升起的身受心法。那当下升起的身受心法啊，当下升起的身受心法，如果说是感受啊，苦受来讲，如果它升起的是苦受，你就当下觉知它，允许它是苦受，而不增加你自己的价值观，不增加你自己的判断，不增加你自己的偏见等等。怎么讲说是增加自己的偏见呢？比如说升起的苦受，苦受就是我们要观的目标，那你增加自己的意见，啊，苦受是不好的啊，这个就是你增加了你自己的意见，这种反应呢就不是正念了啊。正念就是觉知苦受就是苦受罢了，它怎么什么现象来，你就是当下觉知，什么都不理它啊，不要说哎，这个是好的啊，这个是不好的，没有判断的。I would like to explain a little bit more about the mindfulness. So mindfulness keeps the mind centered. Mindfulness simply observes, recognizes, allows, and accepts phenomena arising in the present moment for what they are. For example, when unpleasant feeling arises in you, so you just observe itRecognize it, allows and accept unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling, without adding your own opinion, without adding your own like or dislike toward this unpleasant feelings. If you, for example, unpleasant feeling itself is unpleasant, nobody welcome them. So,When the unpleasant feeling arises in you, and you add in your own judgment, you say that unpleasant feeling is not good. At this moment, you lost your mindfulness. Because you already add in your own judgment towards this unpleasant feeling. So mindfulness just aware, just know.Unpleasant feeling as unpleasant feeling, nothing else. And this mindfulness is very important for the development of wisdom. As Buddha say in Anguttara Nikaya number 3, Buddha say, just as a farmer has first to plow the ground,In order to be able to sow, so too, mindfulness prepare the ground for the arising of wisdom. And in Sutta Nipata, Buddha also say, mindfulness keeps the stream in the world in check, so that the faculty of wisdom can cut them off. 这个正念呢？这个正念呢，可以让智慧，可以让智慧成长。好，因为呢，在这个正知部呢，佛陀有说过啊，佛陀说呢，就像一位农夫啊，他要种田的时候，他一定是先把田耕好，翻土啊，种等等，哈，才来撒种子。啊，同样的正念呢，就像是耕田一样。让那个智慧的种子啊，有机会萌芽发展、成长。啊，同样的哈，在这个苏达尼巴达呢，佛陀有说，正念呢，它呢，允许呢这个智慧呢成长。啊，所以从这两个经典呢，佛陀都说到，正念呢允许智慧成长。这样的意思就是说，如果你没有正念的话，智慧就不成长了。所以呢，我们先培育正念，再来培育智慧。